University. I'm Kate Ryan.
As if the pandemic wasn't enough to worry about, now Georgetown University is dealing with a norovirus outbreak.
A convicted felon from Maryland is sentenced on charges related to making ghost guns. I'm Michelle Bash.
Good morning. Welcome in. 5 o'clock on WTOP.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. That encampment along the Texas border where thousands of Haitian migrants had gathered is now empty, many deported. CBS News correspondent Manuel Bajorquez is in Del Rio.
Bitterson Janvier crossed through 11 countries. He fears being sent back to Haiti. There's no life for them, he says. I want to cry when I see people in the news deported. There's no life for them there. How am I going to live there?
An estimated 15,000 migrants had amassed in Del Rio. The CDC has issued guidance authorizing booster shots of the Pfizer vaccine. CBS's Natalie Brand has details.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky signed off on a series of recommendations agreeing boosters should be offered to people 65 and up. It will also be available to people 18 and older with underlying health conditions. But in an unusual twist, she overruled the committee, putting back in the recommendation for a third dose to individuals whose jobs might put them at risk.
A teacher shortage is a big concern in New York City as the mandatory deadline for teachers to be vaccinated fast approaches. WCBS-TV reporter John Diaz has details.
By 5 p.m. on Monday, all City Department of Education employees must have at least one COVID vaccine shot or risk losing their jobs. Many parents we spoke with are having a hard time comprehending why the vaccine rate among school workers still isn't at nearly 100%.
What's the issue?
Very concerned. Definitely thinking about keeping them home.
Mayor Bill de Blasio says if teachers aren't vaccinated by Monday, substitute teachers are ready to step in. Thousands of people are under evacuation orders as a wildfire rages in Northern California. KPIX-TV's Wilson Walker is on the scene.
Had to pack everything up, all the belongings.
Those who had evacuated their homes watched the helicopters pull water from Lake Shasta, itself a jarring depiction of California's drought.
The lake's drying up. We're in a major drought here.
The fire north of the city of Redding covers more than 9 square miles. It's believed to have been started by arson. CBS News correspondent Ed O'Keefe has the latest on that congressional investigation into the January riot at the Capitol.
The White House says it will cooperate with that House Select Committee on the January 6th attack, meaning it could eventually hand over Trump-era documents or call records from that day. Officials here say they disagree with the former president's belief that he can exert executive privilege over what happened that day.
Meanwhile, the committee has issued subpoenas to 4 former Trump administration officials, including former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and former advisor Steve Bannon. They have been scheduled to appear in mid-October. This is CBS News.
Indeed helps you hire great people fast. Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
It's Saturday, September 25th, 52 degrees, mostly sunny today, really nice. Highs in the mid-70s. Good morning, I'm Nick Iannelli. The top local stories we're following this hour. We're hearing from D.C.'s police chief after 2 officers were indicted in connection with the death of Karen Hilton Brown. He died a year ago after a scooter crashed as police chased him.
Police Chief Robert Conti says both officers are in the process of being suspended without pay. Taryn Sutton, the officer charged with second-degree murder, was removed from duty immediately. Andrew Zabavsky, charged with obstruction of justice, was working up until this week. Conti says he was put on administrative leave once details of the grand jury indictment were made public. Conti also says it's not an indictment of the entire police force.
There are a lot of officers on our department that are going out on the streets, putting their lives on the line day in and day out.
Councilman Charles Allen, who sits on the Public Safety Committee, tells WTOP the 2 officers being charged is a step that many didn't think would happen.
It's incredibly rare when we see prosecution of police officers.
Both officers have pleaded not guilty. Shayna Estulin, WTOP News.
A total of 11 people have now been indicted in connection with the death of a Loudoun County freshman at Virginia Commonwealth University. Police say 8 of those 11 have been arrested so far.
The arrests follow a 7-month investigation into the death of Adam Oakes, a 19-year-old from Loudoun County. Oakes, a Virginia Commonwealth University freshman, died of alcohol poisoning after attending a fraternity party in February. He was found dead at an off-campus house about 12 hours after attending the party hosted by the Delta Chi fraternity. 11 people indicted face charges, including unlawful hazing and buying and giving alcohol to a minor. A VCU spokesperson issued a statement saying the school is dedicated to promoting a safe and welcoming fraternity life and culture for all. VCU expelled the Delta Chi fraternity in June. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
As if the pandemic weren't enough to worry about, now Georgetown University is dealing with a norovirus outbreak. More than 90 students at the university have reported symptoms. About 15 have had to be taken to hospital ERs. The stomach illness can spread from person to person, as well as touching contaminated surfaces. The university says in response, it's increasing its cleaning and disinfecting of high-touch areas. A drug dealer in Maryland who made untraceable guns in his basement has learned his sentence.
Federal prosecutors say 34-year-old Keith Marshall, a convicted felon, bought gun kits at a store in Virginia, assembled them into ghost guns, and sold them. Federal law does not require a background check to buy gun kits, but after a search of Marshall's home turned up fully functional weapons, high-capacity magazines, and hundreds of rounds of ammunition, he was charged with and convicted of being a felon in possession of a firearm. He was also convicted of selling heroin and cocaine. Marshall has been sentenced to 5 years in prison. Michelle Bash, WTOP News.
A woman is dead after a shooting last night in Clinton, Maryland. Prince George's County Police say the woman was shot several times and she was found outside a home on Hackberry Court and Sand Cherry Way. Police are still investigating. They say they don't believe the shooting was random. No word yet on suspects or a motive. Coming up,
could the ability to rapid test for COVID be the key to the U.S. crushing the virus? This is Kyle Cooper.
It's 5:06.
Disrupt the adversary with security intelligence from Recorded Future. Recorded Future gives your agency a critical edge by empowering you with the visibility to act at the speed of the adversary to mitigate cyber risk. By combining persistent and pervasive automated data collection and analytics with human analysis, Recorded Future delivers intelligence that is timely, accurate, and actionable. Find out how at recordedfuture.com. That's recordedfuture.com.
It's football season, and the Podcast DC app is the one place to find your favorite local pigskin podcasts. Enjoy local pundits, personalities, and provocateurs debating DC's professional football team, regional college teams, and high school matchups, all on one local app. Earn exciting rewards just for listening and share the podcast you love with your team instantly. With new programs being added every week, don't hesitate. Download Podcast DC now for free. Available in the App Store or Google Play. Podcast DC. Listen local.
Good Saturday morning. It's 5:08.
Get a drain cleaning for only $99.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th. Ian Crawford's in the